வந்தேகம்
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 11th of July, 1973, in London, England.
Thakur, they belong to Kshatriya class. Brahman, according to Vedic conception, there are four divisions: Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. So next to Brahman is the Kshatriya. So this Thakur title is given to the Kshatriyas, administrator class. So in your library you are keeping our books? No. Yes. All books? So you have known something about our movement?
Yes.
You have also known? No? Our movement is to revive God consciousness. Just like a man is sleeping and he has got an engagement, say in the morning at 6 o'clock, but still he is sleeping, so somebody is trying to awake him. Get up, get up. You have got this engagement. Our movement is like that. The human society is sleeping. So we are just trying to awake them. Get up, get up. You have got this engagement. That is our business. It is not our manufactured business, but it is stated in the Vedic literature. Uttishtha jagrata prapta varan nibodhata. Now you be awakened. Now means you have got this human form of life. You can now be awakened. In animal form of life there is no possibility. Therefore, in the human form of life, one should be awakened to Krishna consciousness or God consciousness. And if he sleeps, then he loses his business. This is our mission, to awaken him. And when a man sleeps, how he can awaken him? Simply by vibration of sound. The sleeping man can be awakened simply by this process, allowing the sound to enter the ear, by no other process. He is sleeping. If you show him a stick, if you don't get up, I shall strike it. That will not be effective. He is sleeping. If you say so many things, there are other senses, there will be no action. But only through the ear, if you cry, please get up, now is your time, and that will act. So our process is to force him to hear, then he will act, by hearing. Therefore Vedic literature is called Shruti. Shruti means it has to be received by hearing. You may be uneducated, it doesn't matter. If you simply hear from the right source, you get right knowledge. There's no need of education. Simply by hearing. Yes, all my disciples, they taught. Oh yes, we have got children's school also. Everyone will understand because hearing is there. Everyone, even a child, after hearing Hare Krishna mantra, he claps, he dances, he joins. That is practical. We have seen. Small child, say, 4 or 5 months old, on the lap of the mother, he is also moving, clapping. So this is also yoga system, bhakti yoga. So it is so practical that even a small child can take part in it without any advanced knowledge. Universal. Even dogs sometimes they take part. We have got practical experience. They don't like to leave us. Yes, I have seen. They like this chanting and dancing. So we are. Our business is to awake the sleeping man. Sleeping man means when you sleep, you have no knowledge. If somebody kills you, you cannot protect yourself. Sleeping, that is sleeping stage. We do not know what is happening. That is called sleeping stage. Even if you are so-called awakened, if you do not know the value of life, that is sleeping stage. That is sleeping stage. So in that sleeping stage, you are trying to awake the human society. A man, a human being, maybe materially very qualified, maybe he does not know what is the value of human life? He is sleeping. He is sleeping. Can you distinguish? You are all educationists. What is the difference between a human being and an animal? What is that higher intelligence?
Speech, ability to compute what you do.
Or that dog can also do. If you tame dog, that if somebody outsider comes, he bark,
yes,
he'll do it. Real intelligence is that to know what I am. I do not want to suffer. Why suffering in this world is imposed upon me? This is intelligence. Take for example, nobody wants to die. Why death is forced upon him? Nobody wants to die. If there is now news immediately, now this house will collapse, immediately it will collapse. Because we don't want to die. If we understand that this house is going to be bombed immediately, we immediately leave. If there is earthquake, there are so many things. So, nobody wants to die, but death is sure. So what solution they have made? I do not want to die, and death is forced upon me. So what solution they have made? What is the scientists have done in this kind of psychologically? If I do not want to die, then I must find out some way that death will not bother me. That is intelligence. You are talking of intelligence, therefore I explain what is intelligence. Intelligence means I do not want something, but it is being forced upon me. How to check it? That is intelligence. Actually, the whole world is going on. We do not want to suffer. But suffering is there. Three kinds of suffering. One kind of suffering is called pertaining to the body and mind. I don't want to be diseased, but there is, all of a sudden, there is diarrhea. I don't want it, but it is important. This is suffering. Due to the body, some discrepancies, mind, body is sound, but mind is not sound. Mind is, no, I don't feel today very nice. This is one kind of suffering. Another suffering, other living creature gives you some pain. There are so many. Some of your friends, he turns to become your enemy. He puts you in difficulty. Or there are so many animals, so many insects, they give us trouble. This is one kind of suffering. Another kind of suffering by nature. All of a sudden, there is drought. Now it is like all in India, there is drought, there is suffering. No rain. All of a sudden, there is earthquake. There is also suffering. There is some epidemic, pestilent. You cannot check it. So in this way, either of these three sufferings going on. But those who are sleeping, they cannot understand that this is suffering. Just like animals. They cannot understand. That is sleeping state. And when one is awakened, he thinks, though I don't want all these sufferings, why they are imposed upon me? How I can avoid if that is it? So human being, unless he comes to this platform of intelligence, he is an animal. The animal cannot do any remedy. You take one animal to the slaughterhouse, he cannot do anything. So, sleeping means to remain in ignorance. And awakened state means in knowledge. So, intelligence means one must have knowledge. That is intelligence. So, this division, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, means the highest intelligent class man is called Brahman. He knows. He is in knowledge. Brahma-bhūta, prasanna-ātmā, nasūdhati, napāna. The next intelligent, less, is the kṣatriya. Next, the vaiśyas. And the śūdras, they are like, almost like animals. They have no independence. Just like animal has no independence. A dog, without a master, he cannot live. His life is very precarious. So at the present moment, however one qualified may be, unless he gets a good job, he's just like a dog, a street dog. He may be very highly qualified, technologically. But if he does not get a job, then he's useless. If God says, can you give me any job? No vacancy. A dog like dog goes. Moves the chair. Can you give me some food? Somebody gives, this is the position. Therefore, he says, Kalau Sudra Sambhava. In Kali Yuga, there is no Brahmana, no Kshatriya. There are some Vaishyas and all Sudras. Because they cannot live without being engaged by somebody. And the whole civilization is going on. Big factories, big. What is that? Shudras. They are creating shudras. People should be dependent. Unless you work, there are people are going 50 miles away. Why? Oh, I've seen in New York. People are coming from the other side. What is that?
Connecticut.
No. Staten Island? crossing by ferry, 1 hour, then waiting for bus, another hour, then going to the office, and then after office they're coming back, again going. Whole day are they dependent on everything. That is the condition in New York. It is to be supposed the most advanced city. The same thing is everywhere. People are becoming dependent. Shudra. That's like dog. The dog, unless he gets a nice master, he is not happy. So at the present moment, all the population, that's like cats and dogs, they're dependent. They are not intelligent. Intelligent means he must be independent. That is it. And people are struggling for independence. That is their motive. Everyone is struggling hard for independence because that is the culmination of intelligence. So our problem is that we do not know what we are. Neither we know how to get out of the miserable condition of life. Therefore we have no intelligence. We are like cats and dogs. This is the thing. What do you think? Am I right or wrong?
I have followed you.
Now, what is your opinion? My description of intelligence and not no intelligence.
I think you're right.
Thank you. But we can give intelligence by which he can become independent. This is Krishna consciousness.
How can we, in a money-oriented
way? Become intelligent or independent?
In a money-oriented
way. Well, money can get, then money does not mean independence.
No.
They who are working, they are getting money, but they are not independent.
No, I understand
that. Yeah. So, without money, if you become independent, that is intelligence.
That was your question.
And that if we can get Krishna. That we shall teach as we are teaching others. The Bhagavad Gita it is said, Jangalabhya chaparanga labhang mannati na dhikam tataha jasmin sthiti guru napi dukhena na vichalati. Jangalabhya, if you get something, which getting, you will be satisfied. I don't want anything more. That is the highest gain. Janalabha, chaparam, lavam, mannati, nadhikam, tapa. Chaparam, another kind of benefit, is not required. So, just means sitte, if we remain in that position, then even there is hardest difficulty of life, he will not be disturbed. Get such thing, when he gets it, he'll consider that he doesn't want anything more. That is the greatest profit. And the result is that when one gets that thing, even he is in the greatest difficulty of life is not disturbed. Janglabdha chaparam labhang mannate nadhikam tataha jasmin sthite guru nafi dukhena na vichalati. Bhagavad Gita. Janglabdha chaparam labhang mannate nadhikam tataha. I think it is in the sixth chapter.
Young. Nam?
Labdha.
Oh, chaparam labham? 622. Yang labdva chaparam labham manyate nadhikam tataha yasmin stito nadukhena guruna pivachalyate tang vidyad dukkasam yoga yogam yogasi sankitam. Established thus, one never departs from the truth. And upon gaining this, he thinks there is no greater gain. Being situated in such a position, one is never shaken, even in the midst of greatest difficulty. This indeed is actual freedom from all miseries arising from material contact.
But.
By practice of yoga, one becomes gradually detached from material concepts. This is the primary characteristic of the yoga principle. And after this, one becomes situated in trance, or samadhi, which means that realizes through transcendental mind and intelligence without any of the misgivings of identifying the self with the supersoul. Yoga practice is more or less based on the principles of the Patanjali system. Some unauthorized commentators try to identify the individual soul with the supersoul, and the monists think this to be liberation. But they do not understand the real purpose of the Patanjali system of yoga. There is an acceptance of transcendental pleasure in the Patanjali system, but the monists do not accept this transcendental pleasure out of fear of jeopardizing the theory of oneness. The duality of knowledge and knower is not accepted by the non-dualist, but in this verse, transcendental pleasure realized through transcendental senses is accepted. And this is corroborated by the Patanjali Muni, the famous exponent of the yoga system. The great sage declares in his Yoga Sutras, Purushartha Shunyanam Gunanam Pratiprasavaha Kaivalyam Swarupa Pratishta Va Chitti Shaktir Iti. This Chitti Shakti, or internal potency, is transcendental. Purushartha means material religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and at the end, the attempt to become one with the Supreme. This oneness with the Supreme is called Kaivalyam by the monist. But according to Patanjali, this Kaivalyam is an internal or transcendental potency by which the living entity becomes aware of his constitutional position. In the words of Lord Chaitanya, this state of affairs is called Cheto Darpana Marjanam, or clearance of the impure mirror of the mind. This clearance is actually liberation, or Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam. The theory of Nirvana, also preliminary, corresponds with this principle. In the Bhagavatam, this is called Swarupena Vyavastiti. The Bhagavad Gita also confirms this situation in this verse. After Nirvana, or material cessation, there is the manifestation of spiritual activities or devotional service of the Lord known as Krishna consciousness. In the words of the Bhagavatam, Swarupena Vyavastiti, this is the real life of the living entity. Maya, or illusion, is a condition of spiritual life contaminated by material infection. Liberation from this material infection does not mean destruction of the original eternal position of the living entity. Patanjali also accepts this by his words, Kaivalyam Swarupa Pratishta Va Chitti Shaktir Iti. This Chitti Shakti, or transcendental pleasure, is real life. This is confirmed in the Vedanta Sutras as Anandamayopyasa. This natural transcendental pleasure is the ultimate goal of yoga and is easily achieved by execution of devotional service, or Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga will be vividly described in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. In the yoga system as described in this chapter, there are two kinds of samadhi, called sampragyata samadhi and asampragyata samadhi. When one becomes situated in the transcendental position by various philosophical researches, it is called sampragyata samadhi. In the asampragyata samadhi, there is no longer any connection with mundane pleasure, for one is then transcendental to all sorts of happiness derived from the senses. When the yogi is once situated in that transcendental position, he is never shaken from it. Unless the yogi is able to reach this position, he is unsuccessful. Today's so-called yoga practice, which involves various sense pleasures, is contradictory. A yogi indulging in sex and intoxication is a mockery. Even those yogis who are attracted by the siddhis, perfections in the process of yoga, are not perfectly situated. If the yogis are attracted by the byproducts of yoga, then they cannot attain the stage of perfection as is stated in this verse. Persons, therefore, indulging in the make-show practice of gymnastic feats or siddhis should know that the aim of yoga is lost in that way. The best practice of yoga in this age is Krishna consciousness, which is not baffling, A Krishna conscious person is so happy in his occupation that he does not aspire after any other happiness. There are many impediments, especially in this age of hypocrisy, to practicing Hatha Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, and Jnana Yoga, but there is no such problem in executing Karma Yoga or Bhakti Yoga. As long as the material body exists, one has to meet the demands of the body, namely eating, sleeping, defending, and mating. But a person who is in pure Bhakti Yoga or in Krishna consciousness does not arouse the senses while meeting the demands of the body. Rather, he accepts the bare necessities of life, making the best use of a bad bargain, and enjoys transcendental happiness in Krishna consciousness. He is callous towards incidental occurrences, such as accidents, disease, scarcity, and even the death of a most dear relative. But he is always alert to execute his duties in Krishna consciousness or Bhakti Yoga. Accidents never deviate him from his duty. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Agama Payano Nitya Tangstitikshasvabharata, he endures all such incidental occurrences because he knows that they come and go and do not affect his duties. In this way, he achieves the highest perfection in yoga practice.
If you have got any question in this statement, you can ask. How that you have to learn? But this is the process. Learn. We have got this institution. You can come and learn how others are doing, others are learning. We have got class in the morning at 7. If you got time, you are welcome. You don't charge anything. You can come and join. There is no business. You can leave with us, you don't charge anything. Or you can come and go, attend class. There's no charge. Krishna gives us everything, just like this house, which is 200,000 pounds. George Harrison has purchased it and he has given it. So similarly, everything comes from Krishna. None of our members go to office or factory, but we eat also nicely.
Somebody has to go and do the work to make the food.
No, we don't hate to work, that's not our business. If we get work, you work for Krishna. The income comes to Krishna. But if you don't get work, we are not bothered. So there is no work, where shall I eat, where shall I sleep, where shall I go? So there is no such bother. So all the members, I think 80-90%, they do not go to work outside. But they get their food and shelter and everything. Even they live with the wife, children, Krishna gives. Not only that we are simply sannyasi, brahmachari. There are grihastha, household, husband, wife, children, they are also living. So that is not our problem. How to eat, how to sleep, that is not our problem. Our only problem is how to satisfy Krishna. That is.
Yes, that was the question that was puzzling me.
That you have to learn, not in a moment you can understand. Then you have to come to the schooling process. Otherwise, how you can learn in a moment such a big subject matter? We are going to solve all the problems of life. Such a nice proposal. And, don't you think it requires little patience to understand how to do it?
It requires a lot of bravery.
Huh?
It requires bravery.
Yes. Because we have got background Krishna. So, bravery personally we haven't got to practice. Just like a child is in the protection of an able father, he is happy. Whatever happens, father will see. He is happy. He is confident. My father is there, my mother is there. But who can do any harm to me? He is confident.
There's so much that's wrong.
So similarly, if you depend on Krishna, God, He'll take care of you. He says in the Bhagavad Gita, Savadharman prityajyamami tam saranam vaja aham tva sarva papi bhavamakhasya yogakhimam bahamaham tisham nittavi jittanam yogakhimam bahamaham. Everything is there. And that you have to understand practically. You are all living in neighborhood, this village. No, you have come from distant place. So, whenever you find time, you can come, or if you like, you can live with us, we have a good place. Girls and ladies, they live separately. Boys and gentlemen, they live separately. Those who are married, we have got apartments or householders. And gradually we are improving, arranging for their facilities. First of all, you try to attend our class in the morning and inquire all about your doubts. Have some clear idea what is this Krishna consciousness movement. Read all literatures as far as possible. You have taken some book, I say, I saw. Training one book, Hare Krishna cookbook, so then.
Hare Krishna cookbook.
Then simply hear in our class and take this prasada, your business will be done. You haven't got to do anything. Simply hear and take prasada. Actually, it is not like that. Let him hear and take prasada. And if you agree to this principle, we take charge of you. You haven't got any bother. How will you get prasada? We shall arrange for that.
Religion, meaning trying to serve God, is any more right than another?
This is not religion. This is the holy business. Religion is different. Suppose, just like I've already explained, that you are sleeping and you have got a good engagement, some trying to awake you, that you have to go there. Just get up, get up. So this kind of business is not religion. Religion is what is meant, a kind of faith, a sentiment. That is different. It is the main business of human beings. Because we are part and parcel of, just like a boy, he is very rich man's son. Somehow or other he is out of his home and is suffering for want of food, want of shelter. And somebody is giving information that I know you are such and such big man's son. Why you are lightening in the street? Why don't you go back to your home, back to your father? So, is it not the best business? So everyone is suffering. That I've already explained, how they are suffering. We are trying to save his suffering by dispatching him back to home, back to home. This is all. It is not religion. It is the most important humanitarian work. What do you think?
Yes.
You are giving the right information how human being can be really happy. This is not a religious sentiment. Religion means kind of faith. Today I am Hindu, tomorrow I am Christian, next day I am Mohammedan. What benefit do you get? The changing so-called faith. Unless I understand what is my constitutional position, why I am suffering, how to get out of it, that is real life. The Krishna consciousness movement is that. It is not a sentimental and religious faith. It is not like that. It is absolutely necessary for the human being. We are talking of human being because without being a human being, nobody will be able. The cats and dogs, they will not be able to understand the problem. In the human form of life, you can make solution of all the problems of life. It is a science how to make that solution. That he has teaching. We are not talking of religion. Religion, somebody will say, I believe, we believe, another word, we believe. Well, you believe, if it is not a fact, what is the use of such belief? We are dealing with facts, not the question of believing or not believing. Facts are facts. If you don't take facts, then you are missing the opportunity. You have got some visitor's book.
This one.
Somebody told me they have got. You have seen all our books? You have seen?
Yes.
You have seen?
I'm finished.